Good evening, members of the committee. My name is John Dumas, that's D-U-M-A-I-S, and I'm president of the New Hampshire Grocers Association. I'm not here to tell you how you should decide this particular proposal. In fact, our association has not taken a position on that on this project. However, we are concerned about electricity. I am here tonight to appeal to the Site Evaluation Committee to redouble your efforts to find a balance between environmental concerns over new energy projects and the clear economic benefits that would bring our entire state and its business community. If you say no to this project, please be prepared to say yes to something that will be meaningful to start to lower electric rates. The food industry is a profession that lives with narrow profit margins. The grocery store business is not an easy one. One of their biggest expenses is electricity, and we have minimal ways to reduce the operating expense on our own. I'm sure your own power bill skyrockets in the summer when the temperature rises and you have to increase your air conditioner usage. Imagine having to pay to keep freezers and coolers operating all year long. And that doesn't include the power required for the rest of the store's functions. The cost runs into many millions of dollars statewide. These expenses can threaten operations of grocery stores, which is partly why several of the big chain stores have closed stores and scaled back their operations in the state in previous years. And if they are having a hard time doing this, the challenges are multiplied for the several smaller independent operators. When any operating expense, especially electricity, is too high, the added cost has to be passed on to the consumers as higher costs for their groceries. This is a significant financial burden to lower-income households in our state. It is also a major concern for the New Hampshire grocers' out-of-state consumers, who are about 45% of all of our annual sales. That's 45% come from out-of-state. They come here regularly to shop, seeking lower prices. When higher utility costs come, that trend may not continue. Needless to say, in a competitive business such as ours, we are always looking for ways to save money. We are glad the region's leaders are starting to do the same. The New Hampshire Grocers Association applauds the six New England governors for working on a collaborative attempt to identify and fund new and cheaper energy resources for residents. Our current rates are the highest anywhere in the United States, and relief seems far away. This process will take years before a new project is up and running. We hope you recognize that as every month passes, more grocers' profits are being diverted to pay for higher electrical costs without any expectation of seeing lower rates. Our message to you is simple. Please do something to provide some relief as soon as possible. Utility regulators have clearly stated our region needs to develop new energy resources totaling more than 6,000 megawatts by 2020 to make up for the plants that are shutting down. Even if Northern Pass is approved, that would provide only 1,000 megawatts. We aren't even close to filling the gap. The New Hampshire Grocers Association understands there are sharp divisions between those who want cheaper power from the Northern Pass versus those who worry about the impacts of the power lines in the North Country, thus opposing the plan. We respect the views of both and hope a compromise can be found to move the project forward in a meaningful consensus. For those who say no to every new energy option, we respectfully ask, what is your alternative? We know the demand for power is too great to simply conserve our way to cheaper rates and lower demand. We need new resources, and we need them now. Thank you very much.